The supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamu Alaikum, welcome. This is today's special, and we're gonna speak about how to use leisure time.
Salamu Alaikum.
Today, Monday, is the 20th of Sha'ban, 1444, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Isfand, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of March, 2023, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we listen to chapter Al-Mu'minun, verses 3 and 4.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون.
And they who turn away from ill speech.
والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون.
And they who are observant of zakah.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
As great interpreters of the Quran have said, every action and speech that does not carry a significant benefit is vain. Some of other interpreters have rendered vanity as nullity, and others have interpreted it as sins on the whole. Some have interpreted it as cursing or using bad language, others as profane singing, frivolity and play, while yet others have interpreted it as polytheism. Of course, vanity does not only mean idle talk and deeds, but it also means idle, futile, and baseless thoughts that result in neglecting Allah, the Almighty.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light. You guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong and right. That often lies, 'cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
How do you use your leisure time? We have a party here. We all want free time. And when we get it, we don't know what to do with it. Free time is something that we are always after, trying to dream of and plan for. Whenever we get free time, we want to do things that we always wanted to do. But when we do get the free time, we see that a lot of people just get bored. They just don't know what to do with all the time that they have. In fact, they get into trouble when they have free time. It has been shown in many places wherever there is free time, people get in trouble, and that's what's happening nowadays. We have a lot of free time on our hand, and a lot of people don't know what to do with it, how to utilize it. And as a believer, we need to find out what is the advice of the Holy Quran and Ahlul Bayt regarding free time. Why do we have it? What is the purpose behind it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the Islamic principles for leisure time. The next principle that we are going to talk about is avoiding limiting one's leisure time to entertainment. Leisure time is not synonymous with entertainment, and the ways defined for spending the time are not limited to entertainment only. A variety of ways have been recommended for people to spend their leisure time. In Islamic culture, leisure time is regarded as a part of one's lifetime which bears huge significance and should not be spent solely by entertainment, but it should be planned for comprehensively and be spent in a variety of ways. Now, it's the time to get well versed and to get familiar with what leisure time means in Quranic and Hadithi perspective. We must refer to Quranic verses and Islamic hadith in order to shed light on the necessity and status of leisure time in Islamic teachings. Keeping in mind, though, we have already referred to some, but now we are going to actually focus a bit more. Keeping in mind that leisure time and its management are closely linked with the level of material facilities and are relative in terms of time and space, Islamic teachings and precepts could not outline all possible states of leisure time and its management, because Islamic precepts and the instructions given by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the school of Ahlul Bayt determine universal principles, fundamental indexes, and the extent of action. Except for special cases, they do not enter into details. Islamic teachings require human beings to not lose any chance for acquiring knowledge and to start a new job after finishing one. The execution of this instruction requires human beings to have plans in their life and always move towards the main target. Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Searching about benefits of leisure time, reach to the benefits of being present. The ability to be present in the moment is a skill that can be learned and practiced. Being present has many benefits, including reducing stress, improving communication, and increasing focus. When we are present, we are not dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. Instead, we are focused on the here and now. This allows us to be in control of our thoughts and emotions. We can choose how to react to the situation at hand rather than being controlled by our thoughts and emotions. Being present also allows us to be more aware of our surroundings. As a result, we can pay attention to the people and things around us, which can improve communication and help us build a stronger relationship. Think about ways successful people spend their free time. We can learn about classes. Yes, they take classes. Education shouldn't stop at college and shouldn't be restricted to institutions. The most successful people in the world are the ones who make a commitment to never stop learning. They're always incorporating new skills for their resumes and learning new aspects of the world around them. Instructional courses aren't particularly difficult to find either, especially in the modern era. Many local colleges offer courses for free, and you can pursue local forums or gatherings to find impromptu group workshops. And don't underestimate the value of free online courses. If you have a free hour and an internet connection, you can start learning new skills.
There's really nothing we can do to control time. Even the word time management, when we say time management is a misnomer because you can't manage time. The only thing you can manage is yourself. Nobody has more than 24 hours in a day. There's not a person on this earth that has 27 or 28 hours in a day. Someone who's very special or very lucky in that regard. And so there's very limited time. And so when your time comes to pass from this realm to another, there's nothing really that you can do in order to prevent that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. If their ajal, and some translate this word ajal into doom, if their doom is imminent, if it's impending, there's nothing that you can do in order to extend or even to hasten it. Which is interesting, because if you think of the loss of life, you would think, well, most people, when they're faced with this reality, they want to extend it. They want a few more hours, a few more days, a few more moments. But there are people that are on the other side, that life becomes so painful for them that they don't want it. They don't want to live for another month. They don't want to live for another week. They don't want to live for another day. They want their life to be taken away from them right now. And this state is called imminent doom or impending doom. Sometimes even when emergency responders, when they arrive to a scene of an accident, some of them are trained to deal with a situation called imminent doom, where they know that nothing that they can do for this patient is going to extend their life. There's nothing that they can do. For instance, they know that they're about to fall into cardiac arrest, or that they're losing so much blood that there's nothing that you can do for this person. Imminent doom, imminent death. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark, close my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further.
Dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.
Food for thought.
Salam, and here is a thought-provoking saying from Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, on the salvation for mankind in the end times. The world will not come to an end until a man from my progeny and of my name shall be master of the world. When you see a green ensign coming from the direction of Khorasan, then join them, for the Imam of God will be with the standards and will be called Mahdi.
Take pieces of bread from me. And your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about the fear of somebody other than Allah. And in this hadith, the Prophet cautions us against fearing somebody other than God. You know, fear of God is one of the most important and significant of Islamic virtues. It's been considered to be the beginning of wisdom, Ra'asul Hikmat, and it has many good effects in the life of a person, and it is very instrumental in his felicity in this world and in the hereafter. In this hadith, conversely, the fear of somebody besides Allah, this is a vice. And, you know, it is very detrimental to a man's felicity in this world and in the hereafter. In this beautiful hadith, the Prophet cautions us against fearing somebody besides God. The Prophet said, Allah does not empower anyone over man, except one whom he fears. If man were to fear no one but God, but Allah, Allah would not allow anyone to dominate him other than himself. Meaning if somebody fears God, right? You know, everybody will fear him, and nobody will be able to overpower this person. Man is not assigned to anyone except him in whom he places his hope. If somebody, you know, places hope in a certain person or fears a certain person, you know, Allah hands over the affairs of that person to that person whom he fears or he hopes in. And obviously that person, essentially he has no ability, he has no power to do anything for this person. So this person ends up in a state of wretchedness. In continuation, the Prophet said, and if he hopes in none but Allah, he will not be assigned to anyone other than him. Meaning if he places his hope in Allah and he fears Allah, right, Allah will take over the affairs of this person, and obviously Allah is the most powerful, the most knowledgeable, of and the best and the greatest and the kindest of beings in this world with respect to his creatures. So the affairs of this person will be rectified, and you know everything will turn out good for this person. In the same vein, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "Blessed is the one whose fear of Allah preoccupies him from fearing people." And he also said, "Do not fear the reproach of blame on the path of God, on the path of Allah." So a question arises here is, and that is this, what happens, obviously, sometimes we can't control our emotions. What happens if we begin to fear something besides Allah, something that's very, you know, difficult for us? Fortunately, we have a solution that has been mentioned for this in the hadith. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "If you fear the difficulty of a situation, be hard and firm in front of it, and it will lower in difficulty for you, and wittingly deceive the plums of the age, and they will become easy for you." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the caution against fearing somebody besides Allah in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد وجل فرج.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are again with Brother Ali Nasir, Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, and Brother Fawad Haider. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Everyone is fine? Fawad?
Yes.
Okay, alhamdulillah. So, welcome, brothers. So, today, inshallah, we will be talking about Ayah 24. And Ayah 25 of Surah Ali Imran. Yes, Fawad?
Yes.
Okay. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا. And also the next ayah, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جَمَعْنَاهُمْ. So, on page 53, brothers and sisters, please, I hope, inshallah, you have your Quran, actually. And if you have, please turn to page 53, Ayah 24 and Ayah 25 of Surah Ali Imran. So, everybody, let's listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Thalika bi annahum qalu lan tamassana an-naru illa ayyaman ma'dudat. وغرهم في دينهم ما كانوا يفترون فكيف إذا جمعناهم ليوم لا ريب فيه ووفيت كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون.
So good, so nice. Now I will be reciting. Make sure Fawad Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir, you listen and repeat. Our brothers and sisters, inshallah, they will also repeat and practice. All right?
Yes.
Okay.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ذلك بأنهم قالوا لن تمسنا النار إلا أياما معدودات.
ذلك بأنهم قالوا لن تمسنا النار إلا أياما معدودات.
وغرهم في دينهم ما كانوا يفترون.
وغرهم في دينهم ما كانوا يفترون.
فكيف إذا جمعناهم ليوم لا ريب فيه ووفيت كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون.
فكيف إذا جمعناهم ليوم لا ريب فيه ووفيت كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Allah bless you. In the previous ayah, in ayah 23, Allah Almighty said, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ. There were some people, yeah, who had a share of knowledge, and they went over. It was to be judged based on some rules, okay, because of their mistakes, their sins. So they would deny, they would refuse the rules, yeah? They would say, no, these rules are not for us, okay, normal people, not us, we are in a higher position, for example, like this. But in this ayah, Allah Almighty says that, why do they say this way? Huh? They say, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا. It's because they say, لَن تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. Even if in the day of judgment, even if the hellfire, even if the fire touches us, okay, it will touch us for just a number of days. Allah will punish us, but no, not a very long punishment, just for a couple of days. Will the fire will touch us, we'll be in the hellfire, and we'll be taken to the heaven. They have such kind of thoughts, okay? وَغَرَّهُمْ فِي دِينِهِمْ. And they are misled in their religion. Misguided, okay? Their religion. فِي دِينِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. Because of what they were thinking of, like they were fabricating these things. So, guys, in the next ayah, Allah Almighty says, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جَمَعْنَاهُمْ لِيَوْمِ اللَّهِ رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Huh? But how will it be with them when we gather them on a day in which there is no doubt? Which day?
The day of
the judgment. Day of judgment. Is there any doubt about it?
No.
No, there is no doubt. Yes? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. The promise of Allah is just the truth, okay? It's right. It's something that happens. It's a fact. Okay? فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جَمَعْنَاهُمْ لِيَوْمِ اللَّا رَيْبَ فِيهِ وَوُفِّيَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ. And everyone, every soul will be recompensed fully for what it has earned. Good things will be rewarded because of good things. Because of bad things, they will be punished. Every single thing. I want to say this, وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And they will not be wronged. Yeah, for what is saying, like in Surah Zalzala, we have, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. MashaAllah. Okay, I want to just say one story, okay? And a short story, then we'll end this explanation. InshaAllah, I want you to refer to the Tafasir book. You might have seen or might have heard the story of those who have near-death experience. Yes. Those who die for a couple of minutes or for a couple of hours, okay? And they experience death. They die, but they come back to life again. They have a near-death experience. One of them said that when I died, okay, I experienced death. And once I saw, okay, like Allah Almighty was rewarding me for something. Allah Almighty was rewarding me for something. I said, what is this? It was like one day I was driving, okay, on the road, okay. There was a car next to me. We stopped near the traffic lights, okay. There was a car near me, okay. And the husband and wife, they were fighting. They had a son as well, a kid, okay. He was like 6 years old or five years old. He was in the car in the back seats, okay. Like this husband and wife, they were fighting together, okay. They were about to talk, they were talking about divorce and these things. Okay, their relationship was so bad. It was about to break, okay? And the kid was crying, okay, in the back seat. And once I was looking at this kid, I tried to make funny faces, okay, to make this kid happy. So I made funny faces and this kid became happy, very happy. He started laughing. When he started laughing, his father and his mother started looking at him. When they started looking at him, okay, they loved this scene. They loved their kid. And they love their kid. This love, okay, this laughter of their kid, okay, started making love between them. Their relationship started to grow more warmer, okay, fonder. They started to love each other. They said, what are we doing? We have a lovely kid here. So these funny faces that he made in order to make that kid happy, okay, Allah Almighty was rewarding him. And his book, okay, was full of good rewards. And all of these were because of a tiny thing, a single thing, a very little thing, okay, that he said, I totally had forgotten this. I didn't know I have done such a thing in my life. So Allah Almighty was rewarding him because of that single, tiny thing. So it makes a lot of importance, okay? It is so much influential if we do single good things, okay? So do not count them as very single or tiny things. Inshallah, Allah Almighty will reward us. وَهُمْ لَا يَظْلَمُونَ And we will not be, okay? No one is going to be wronged. All right?
هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ يُوَحِّدُنَا لِطَرِيقِ الْخَيْرِ يُوَجِّهُنَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَنْزَلَهُ وَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ مُعَلِّمُنَا
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So we talked a lot. Inshallah, you refer to the Tafsir book for more explanation if you want. We'll move on with the Tajweed rules. Some important ones we will mention because we don't have much time. So, guys, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ In the previous ayah we talked about, the Tajweed rules. Here, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ Again, the letter ذَال, the letter غَيْن, and also the letter هَا should be عَيْن هَا. You have to pay attention in this ayah to pronounce them correctly. In the next ayah, Dha, the letter Dha is important, Ha is important, Ain, and also Dhal. Alright?
Yes.
Okay. So now, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ Noon Mushadda. Pay attention to it. Produce a nasal sound. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ Right?
Yes.
قَالُوا قَاف is a heavy letter. قَالُوا Do not read it. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا Alright? قَالُوا
yes.
لَن Noon ساكن plus ta
إخفى
Hide the sound of noon لَن Produce a nasal sound Hide the sound of noon لَن تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ تَمَسَّنَا النَّارُ Join this noon with the next noon Skip Hamzat al-Wasl, skip Lam al-Ta'rif, skip Alif Mad. لَن تَمَسَّنَا النَّارُ No. لَن تَمَسَّنَا النَّارُ You see a tashdeed on the next noon?
Yes.
Okay, join this first noon with the next noon. تَمَسَّنَا النَّارُ Right? إِلَّا أَيَّامًا أَيَّامًا Tanween plus meem. Idgham join. Illa ayyaman ma'dudat. So sila tells you it's better to
continue.
Let's continue. Illa. The mad here. It's not wajib, right?
No.
It's jais.
Yes.
Hamza
yes.
is in the next word. Ayyaman ma'dudatin. If you start ma'dudatin, tanween plus waw. Huh?
Idgham.
Idgham. Idgham. Idgham with ghunna, right?
Yes.
Ma'dudatin. Right? Ma'dudatin. Wa gharrahum. Ra, ra, ghain. Both are heavy. Wa gharrahum fi dinihim. Dinihim. Mim sakin plus mim. Ha?
Idgham.
Idgham.
Mithlain.
Mithlain. Idgham of two identical letters. وَغَرَّهُمْ فِي دِينِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. Stretch the sound when you stop at the end of an ayah, which has a long vowel. Waw, mad, ya mad, or alif mad. Next ayah. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جَمَعْنَاهُمْ. You see a baby alif on the top of noon. جَمَعْنَا. So produce an a sound. It is as a, it work. It functions as alif. Full alif, complete alif, okay?
It's جمعناهم,
two counts. ليوم لا. من لا.
إدغام.
إدغام. ليوم لا. Is it, Hussein, is it with غنّة or without غنّة?
Without غنّة.
Without غنّة. You just merge them. No two counts. ليوم لا رايب فيه ووفيت كل نفس ما. Again, إدغام. كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. Be careful, don't read وهم لا يظلمون. If you read it, لا يظلمون, for sure.
The meaning changes.
The meaning changes. لا يظلمون means no, they will not. Okay, they will not be wronged. If you say هم لا يظلمون, they for sure they will be wronged. Okay, so but Allah Almighty is just, so He will not wrong someone. He will not. He's not oppressive. Okay, he is, instead he is fair. Alhamdulillah, we finished these two verses. We mentioned some of the important tajweed rules. Please practice them, recite to the listen to the recitation again and again, and practice inshallah to be able to recite the Quran Kareem with tajweed rules. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with IRIB English Radio till this time. Inshallah, we'll see you in the coming sessions. Stay with IRIB English Radio. We really recommend you our Quranic sessions, inshallah. So, Brother Fawad Haider, Ali Nasir, Hussein, and Hassan, thank you so much for being with us. Is there any question?
No.
No questions? See you. Let's recommend our brothers and sisters to be here again with us in the coming session tomorrow at the same time. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The Ocean of Dua.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful Hello everyone, brothers and sisters I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program The Ocean of Dua During this month of Sha'ban The month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك وكما أردت أن أكون كنت فشكرتك بإدخالي في كرمك ولتطهير قلبي من أوساخ الغفلة عنك
Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك. My Lord, I had no strength to desist from your disobedience except when you awakened me because of your love. Now, this kind of love is something that we have discussed so far throughout the different instances of supplications and whispered prayers. In the previous episode specifically, we mentioned some parts of the Divine Kumail supplication where Imam Ali alayhi salam stated that even if you were to chastise such a servant, he would not stop loving you. He said, Oh my master, how could he remain in the punishment while he has hope for your previous clemency? How could the fire cause him pain while he expects your bounty and mercy? How could its flames burn him while you hear his voice and see his place? Or how could its groaning encompass him while you know his weakness? Or how could he be convulsed among its levels while you know his sincerity? How could its keepers torture him while he calls out to you, O Lord? Oh, how could he have hope of your grace in freeing him from it while you abandon him in it? Far be it from you, Imam Ali alayhi salam says.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat, and in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
Now, when Imam Ali alayhi salam discusses the effects of love of the Almighty Allah in these words, in these parts of the Kumail supplication, some believe that the bravery that we see from Imam Ali alayhi salam stems from his very character, such that these two characteristics do not part him even during prayers before the Lord of the Worlds. So here, he is imagining in the supplication of Kumail that the fire has embraced a sinful servant, the fire has surrounded him from all sides, and still he does not stay quiet. He does not submit to the chastisement, as is the case with the one who has been encircled by the punishment and surrounded by its keepers. Rather, he cries out loud, he shouts and he calls out. So, this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam says. But some others believe that if he was intending to say that I am very brave, he would not have said in the beginning of this part of speech, if you leave me with speech. So, we'd better regard the inner state of Imam Ali alayhi salam while he utters these words before Allah as that of a small child who has not known a place of refuge and protection in this world but the affectionate and a loving Lord. This kind of servant who has got nowhere else to turn to is like a small child who has not known a place of refuge other than the kindness and love and the compassion of her mother, such that whenever something befalls her or harms her, she would immediately seek refuge with her mother and call for her help. And likewise, if she were to make a mistake that would expose her to punishment, then she would look around herself for a shelter. And if she would not find any place of refuge other than her mother, she would take shelter in her and ask for her help in the same manner as she would do in the case when a stranger intends to harm her. And this is precisely the state of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the supplication of Kumail. He had learned with his great heart and with the great mahabbah and hub that the Almighty Allah had set in his heart, that he has to take refuge with Almighty Allah and no one else, and he has to only call out for his help. He, the glorious, is his only shelter and refuge, and he does not know anyone other than him. And accordingly, when he imagines that Allah has surrounded him with his punishment, he does not hesitate, even for a moment, to take refuge and shelter with him and ask for his help and aid, as he is used to do every time. The reason for this can only be traced back to the love of the Almighty Allah, that He Himself, as the Creator, as the absolute cause of the world, has set in the true lovers' hearts. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Shaban bjamalek jalalek zahawban. والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زغوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زغوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان والعالم
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a heralder of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. Today we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Dear listeners, Professor Nakavi is a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University, and we have had this pleasure to have him in the studio. We, in this program, discuss your problems, questions related to the Islamic upbringing and different topics which have a very great deal with the Islamic upbringing of children. And the answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad and his family, may peace be upon them. So, Professor, in our previous episode, we have been talking about the importance of teaching no to our children. How important is it to teach to our girl childs, like the daughters who are, daughters are mostly sober and they have a sober and accepting nature and obedient nature. When obedience goes overflow in a child, do you think there is where the problem arises, that he does not learn to say no?
If we're talking about girls, they need to be extra careful, exactly as you mentioned also, that girls are quite